This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the slip and slide is canceled, Josh's fishing trip, and Donnie Baker.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. Christy, who's who here?
Who's who here? We have Willie Griswold sitting right there to your left.
Who's
that over
there?
Cosby. Jesus Christ.
You gotta let her do it.
She's gonna make her do it.
She's got this.
See, I can make. I broke
known,
her.
That was what's known as a sucker bet. You knew what you were going to do. Go ahead. Try and introduce everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good luck. I'm Chick, by the way, and that's Tom. There, that's it.
What about Josh? Sunburned Josh.
He's unbroken.
He's not sunburned.
A little sun-kissed, maybe.
Got that's nice. Sun-kissed. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, no pain or anything.
Any kissing over the weekend? Any?
I think your rods and cones.
Any Ozark daredevil women?
Any Ozark? That's what you call them.
Do they have a ski show there at the Ozarks?
No.
They got to, right?
No, unfortunately. Where they do the pyramid stuff and all that.
I was in the Dells. I love that.
Did they?
They got rid of it, didn't they?
That's
shut down.
Too many people.
That's Al Qaeda right there. Yeah, they take out the water skiing. It's
pyramid.
We're letting the terrorists win.
Yep. It's America. There should be water skiing pyramids.
And guys in a steel ball ride a motorcycle, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, like the hamster
thing? I've never seen that live, and I would really like
it. It's terrifying.
Really cool.
It's terrifying.
And they crisscross each other in there.
Oh boy,
that's awesome. Incredibly scary. I don't know how they get their balls into the.
Yeah.
could you grab that for me?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Well, Donnie, you survived the 4th. I'm glad.
Yeah, but speaking of balls, it's so hot outside, Tom. The second I step outside, I've got a 7-10 split working in my Z-bars. Swear to God. It means I've got one stuck to each of my legs.
Yeah, we understand that.
So, that's cooking up. Everybody have a good 4th on your end?
Yeah,
sir.
Well, at our house, we had a real good time, except for our little pup, Peppy.
Oh,
you know, because every time a firework go off, he'd drop a little Hershey's Kiss right there on the carpet.
Yeah, those fireworks terrified a lot of dogs.
Yeah, it does.
Not to mention this new Berber. Of course, it didn't help that two of my neighbors were competing to see who could shoot off the most fireworks at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know? Between the two of them, they must spend all three of their stimulus checks on mortars and black cats this year.
Wise.
Well, you know, the big finish they had was crazy. Fireworks going off all over the sky, you know, synchronized to music. They even caught old Elroy Johnson's barn on fire.
Uh-oh.
You know Elroy, don't you?
No.
I swear to God you do.
How do I know Elroy?
Well, the press tape, Christy, when Apollonia's riding bitch through the woods, down by Old Man Johnson's farm.
Oh, yeah.
Exact same farm that was in the video.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, they lost two of their prized hogs in a fire. But on a positive note, it was some good-ass barbecue.
Yeah.
I swear to God. You guys know my friend Timmy, right?
No.
He drives the lifted Mazda Miata with 28-inch rims on them.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool. Nice. Very nice.
You know, he DJs down at Club Areola where his older sister Heather dances.
Club Areola. No, I've never been there.
Remember, he also builds all his fireworks from scratch. I've talked about him.
Okay.
He makes them all. Dixie Whistlers, Finger Bangers, Thunder Rattlers, Titty Twisters, Monkey Spankers.
I don't think it's a great idea to make your own fireworks. Get the store-boughts.
That's what they want you to believe, Tom. But everybody knows that's just propaganda put out by a big fireworks pharma trying to improve their bottom line.
Yeah, I'd like to step away for just a moment and urge all of the Bob and Tom Show listeners not to build your own fireworks.
Yes, thank you.
Let's get away from fireworks. What did you do for the rest of your July 4th weekend, Donnie?
Well, I guess second half weekend, basically I spent at the ER watching doctors reattach three of Timmy's digits.
Not bad.
Did you know doctors can take a couple of your toes and turn them into disposable thumbs if you got healthy cuticles?
Well, more or less, I did know that.
I swear to God. I've seen it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, I got to run. Whiffy's got a haircut appointment this morning.
Oh.
He's been begging for something manly. You know, won't shut up about it. So I'm going to tell a barber to go with the Billy Powell box perm or maybe just keep it simple and have him do the Rachel Maddow this time.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good cut.
Yeah. Oh, and Christy, you can pay online now. So
all right, I'll Venmo that.
Yeah, make sure a little free bird ain't got to wait for a check to clear.
Okay.
All right.
Disposable thumbs.
Yeah.
I told you I met that guy that had that.
Disposable thumbs?
No, he had the...
toe thumbs?
Toe thumb, yeah.
Oh, look.
It looked a little odd, but I mean, what a miracle. I mean, it's one of the things about Puman having the opposable thumb. And he was in an industrial accident, and they took his big toe, and they put it up and made it a thumb.
Do they charge him extra when he gets manicures now, or is it the same?
Well, he's down one.
Okay. Huh.
So
they give him the petty price.
But, yeah, kind of a miracle of contemporary medicine, but good for this guy. He was sitting next to me at a Rush concert. And Ace, you may recall this, the guy in front of me. Yes, the guy in front of me stood up the entire show screaming, Lifeson is God. Lifeson's a very fine musician. But
sure.
If you sit the F down for a second, I'd like to enjoy the show. Back to you. Chick McGee is at the sports desk. Did we polish off all of sports?
Yes, but we didn't hear the new theme. That was kind of disappointing. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Be
with Chick McGee.
Be a good sport. Be a good
Chick McGee.
NBC's Ultimate Slip and Slide has been canceled amid a diarrhea outbreak. According to TMZ, the show had initially been put on hold after production staff became infected by Giardia, an intestinal infection caused by a parasite. Up to 40 crew members felt violently ill, and the set experienced an outbreak of awful explosive diarrhea.
Parasite.
With some people collapse.
Oh.
What?
I was singing Dave Matthews, but you rudely tried to talk over it.
Go right ahead.
A parasite in my anus.
In my anus.
You don't really say anus. You're not really nailing Dave's vocal.
Oh.
Now, Pat, would you mind explaining to
he goes
Josh?
Sitting down in the morning. Something breakfast, moving in every direction. Oh, something like that a little bit.
How dare you?
Central heating.
Some of those who fell ill began collapsing and were forced to run into porta potties. The show, which was being shot in the San Fernando Valley, had just 1 week of production left. Testing revealed Giardia and the set surrounding area, and the show was ultimately pulled from the network's schedule.
Okay.
Same thing happened on the Golden Girls one season.
Oh, that was rough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They all got it, yeah.
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Remember that one that was sponsored by Imodium and Sweet Corn?
I don't remember. Yeah,
great. They changed it to the Bronze Girls for a little bit.
Is that the San Fernando Valley where they shoot a lot of porn?
It is. Yeah. Usually your Chatsworth, your Van Nuys. Yeah.
You'd think that they would... go back and just film the last week if it's been
exactly
what they just went we're done.
I guess
I wonder if maybe it wouldn't have counted for the records.
Huh?
Well, you know, if the people are they have explosive diarrhea, it'd be like a wind-aided 100-yard dash.
The propulsion, yeah.
Propulsive.
Oh, okay.
The giant blarp that emerges as one.
What is it? Blarp?
What is the sound?
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I recently got back into the dating apps, writes James C. I used a line from one of Greg Hahn's sets in my online bio. I said, I'm looking for a woman who is into Mexican food and Picasso. You know, the artsy fartsy type. I got a match. Our first date is Friday.
All right.
Who knew? Very good.
But he lied.
Have fun, James.
Let us know how that goes.
What do you mean he lied?
Well, if he stole something out of a Greg Hahn bit, he probably isn't into Mexican food and Picasso.
He might be. Okay. Who isn't? Who isn't?
I did this, too. I used a joke I heard on the Bob and Tom Show, put it in my bio. It didn't work. I had that great Nick Griffin joke. You know, Einstein got divorced. You think you're smarter than Einstein? It's not working for me. People don't like it. People don't think it's very romantic.
Well, that's very sweet. Hopefully you get a follow-up and they live happily ever after.
Well, we're, you know, knock one off and
sure.
Everybody's all the more healthy for
sure. How about that?
A little heavy breathing. And
relieve a little stress.
Sure.
Just kick the door open so the light goes on just before the end, you know.
What?
Exercise the gaskets.
Oh, you're talking about the car light?
Yeah, of course. It's first date. I don't end up in bed on a first date.
I think as an adult, you'd at least get a hotel room or take her back to your place, wouldn't you? Not
that's
car.
That's why you're single, Christy.
You're not doing it right.
Come on, you got to give it
parking
up early.
Lot first.
Godwin, you're a genuine car sex guy, aren't you?
I just love it.
Just loves the parking lot.
What? Kind of,
yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exciting.
I was kidding. I have a feeling that Pat isn't.
Afternoon to Trader Joe's, you can't beat it. A little danger.
What?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, your age, you're a cop knocking on the window?
At my age.
Well, you know what I mean? Yes. Anybody over the age of 24.
Yes.
And by the way, first of all, the Trader Joe's that both you and I go to has the most crowded parking lot city.
It's nuts. Yeah.
You'd have to be over by the spice rack place 300 yards away to get away.
I love Penzies. Oh.
No, I'm just saying that parking lot's
You don't do it in the parking lot of Trader Joe's.
It was a Trader Joe's in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's in Cincinnati.
Or rates better in Ohio?
That's right.
No, they don't. Okay.
I usually reserve the prostitution jokes for Josh, but saw the opening. Went for it.
Rates better.
Maybe Pat asked Josh about the prostitutes in Cincinnati, and Josh gave him some sort of.
And I picked him up a pizza on the way home. Outline. Yes.
How did I?
You're just sitting here laughing your balls off.
An innocent bystander.
Yeah.
You're not hurting nobody.
My God.
He comes for you. Here he comes.
You weren't even in the story. You guys.
Out of nowhere.
Pat, what are you working on in there? Can you give us a sample? Do you have anything?
Well, we went by the slip and slide thing. You went to the Greg Hahn bit. I had that prepared.
Let's go back to slip and slide.
I have something for the fracture penis
coming
up.
Can you just play the slip and slide song?
You could have let me know.
I did. I texted you this morning, and we had a discussion.
The last time I went by one of your texts, you said to me, "What are you talking about?"
No, so, you can read the last text I gave you.
Might be a conversation off the.
You know, Lemon and Mathow have nothing on YouTube.
How hard is it to just we're doing the story to be ready with the song?
I was ready with the song.
We just strum the guitar.
I did. I even played the Dave Matthews.
Anybody hear?
He even played the Dave Matthews thing.
I have no idea why you're friends, let alone work together.
Right.
Tell me more about your trip to the Ozarks. You went fishing. I saw the. Did we post the picture of you holding up that bass?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if anybody.
Send it out or we'll send it out and get that in the various Bob and Tom social media places.
It was fun. And
by the end of the week.
Now, are you fishing off the dock or are you fishing off of a boat?
Both. Yeah, we would go out on the boat and then also. fishing off the dock, and actually my nieces were fishing off the dock, and my oldest, well, no, she's what, 10 now. Uh-huh. She told me I was on worm duty. So what would happen is my nieces would cast their poles, get tangled, and then the worms would fall off or whatever. And so I was constantly putting on Uncle worms. Josh. And my brother John was upstairs at the house getting out of his wet clothes. He'd been swimming. And all of a sudden I hear John go, Josh, what are you doing? And I go, I'm helping your daughters with the worms. And he goes, no, what are you doing? And I turned around and he was on the deck. Completely naked at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, just standing there to try to get a laugh out of it. And, of course, I'm howling. And then I see him just quickly grab himself and run inside. I'm like, Joe, I was like, oh, that was hilarious. Uh-huh. And I look over. There was a family of six on the dock next to us. And my brother Joe goes, oh, God. And he because there were three little girls with that family.
Oh.
And they were all looking at the balcony. So we don't know if they actually saw my brother or not.
So did he get out of prison?
Oh, we're like, yeah, we're like, John, you can be all right. Easily be arrested.
That's Uncle Flashy. He's a lot of fun.
Wow. He felt bad. He came down and he was like, I had no idea that family was there. I feel awful. My brother Jeff, who owns the house, was furious. They have to see these people all the time.
Yeah, right.
Now, is he like you? Is he...
Oh, he's his brother.
What are you going to say?
Hair-free?
Oh, no. He's a very hairy man.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah.
Josh, what else you want
to
ask?
And he has no reason to be shy. So it was, you know what I mean? He it was, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's been known to, he always gets naked.
He's a,
he's a
exhibitionist.
I believe. Kind of. When he gets drunk, he'll, a lot of times the clothes, the clothes go.
Three in the afternoon.
He gets hot.
Yeah, three broad daylight.
That was a little brazen.
Taking his clothes off.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Sounds like fun. Sounds like a good all American weekend. A
lot of laughs.
We have Christy Lee. At the Bob and Tom News Desk, known as the Navy Federal Credit Union News Chair. What's going on?
We have a couple of naked guys in the news. A man in Austria has been bitten by a python while sitting on the toilet. Citing a statement from local police, Sky News reports the 65-year-old man from Graz said he felt a pinch in the area of his genitals before noticing the 5-foot snake in his toilet bowl.
This is Austria, not Australia.
Yes, the reptile had escaped from a neighbor's apartment and made its way into the man's toilet through the network of drains.
We heard her, Tom.
The victim was treated at a hospital for minor injuries. A reptile expert contacted by the emergency services removed the snake from the toilet, cleaned it, and returned it to its owner.
Owner! All right.
Snake, No, you don't return it to its owner. The guy's irresponsible.
Well, we don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, I know what happened. The guy had a snake in his toilet.
Yeah, but we don't know how how it got out of its cage in the other guy's apartment.
Right.
If it wasn't in the other guy's apartment, it won't get out of its cage again.
Huh.
So the man who got bitten felt a little pinch. The snake felt a little prick.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Was it very good? Because
my poem is, if this turd's a hissing, I'll stand up when I'm pissing.
Oh, come on.
If this turd's a hissing.
Everyone's looking at him quizzically except him. He's laughing like crazy.
Just our own house Longfellow over there.
That's a sign you see in a classy bar.
Don't you look down before you sit down?
Yes, but it may have swum up while he was...
The critter may have swum up...
While he was already sitting?
I guess. God. Well, that's so awful.
So a wiener can look like a mouse or something, huh?
Yeah.
Hello. Wow, that's terrible. And Sweet. It was a python, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that a testiculated? Is that the name?
I think this was a testiculated python. Or a ball python.
Yeah.
I thought they just strangled. They bite?
They can bite. They're not venomous.
Wow. Yeah.
Still.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's the best place to be because, you know, your response is going to be, I mean, in defense of the snake, I guess if someone was about to poop on me, I guess I'd bite it too.
yell it, then you do it.
No, the reason I said, when I first read that story, I thought it was Australia.
This happens all the time then.
It's Austria.
Austria.
So obviously it was some guy. Oh, okay. What a
That's how everybody in Austria talks.
Dana.
What?
Oh, he's doing his Arnold.
Oh, okay.
I'll be, but stay here.
Okay.
Snake.
What appears to be a medical first, a man in the UK has broken his male member vertically.
Oh, like a hot dog in the microwave.
A penile fracture involves a tear in the tunica albuginea, the protective layer surrounding the erectile tissue.
That's near Memphis, isn't it?
I think so. In a case study published in BMJ Case Reports, urologists described a 40-year-old man who'd gotten injured during intimate activities when his male member buckled against his partner's perineum.
Ooh, that's tame.
Miss.
An MRI revealed...
I'm guessing, wouldn't it be a...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.